You're with SBS Radio.
Good morning. It's election day today, but right now in the studio we have four of the 10 candidates to the 2019 Miss Landscape. And one of these girls may probably be crowned Miss Landscape tomorrow. Before we start, can you just introduce yourselves from left to right? Let's start with this lady on my left.
Hi, I'm Ching Bazaar and I'm 25 years old.
Hi, I'm Connie Law and I'm 19 years old.
Hi, I'm Jolene Asaron Santos and I'm 18 years old.
Hi, I'm Chloe Nguyen and I'm 20 years old.
Okay, so are all of you of Filipino background before we continue further? Who is of Filipino background?
Oh, I am. Jolene, yeah.
Jolene and Ching and Connie.
No, I am not.
What's your background?
I'm Chinese.
Chinese and?
And half Filipino and half Vietnamese, yeah.
So Chloe is half Vietnamese, half Filipino. Okay. So you're joining the Miss Landscape. Probably you're not aware. Miss Landscape started last year in China. It's now one of the fastest growing beauty contests around the world. No, there are so many. There are probably 50 to 100 beauty contests. And you know the Big Four? Are you aware of the so-called Big Four?
Big Four? Like yeah. Miss Universe?
Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss International, and Miss Earth.
Yes. Yeah.
So probably eventually it would not be far-fetched that Miss Landscape will be one of the biggest competitions.
Really good.
Because of the influence of China, and I think this is one of the beauty contests being organized in officially sanctioned by China. So, and you know the influence of China in global trade now is just so tremendous. So hopefully this is the second year of Miss Landscape, so you'll be proud to wear Miss Landscape soon. Now, why did you join the competition, Ching?
I joined the competition because I want to boost my confidence and I also want to help the community as well. And also, you know, showcase my talent as well.
So what's the showcase?
I had this vision of performing, dancing, singing, and talking to people. And I didn't have the chance before.
Yeah.
So now I'm grabbing this opportunity. There's a very big opportunity that was given to me, and I'm just embracing it. I'm just enjoying the journey.
Are you a professional performer? Have you performed before?
I've been a part of a band, and I'm a choreographer as well.
Oh, yeah, multi-talented, huh?
Before, I've had so much in my hands, but I didn't have the chance to focus in one because I've been very focused in my academics as well.
Are you studying? Or still
yes, I'm studying. So when I was younger, I've been always on top of the class and I always push myself to be an achiever. So beside that, I finished with flying colors in a big university back in the Philippines, and I finished an IT degree. And now I'm pursuing my Juris Doctor. It's a postgraduate degree for law.
Oh.
And I'm doing a double degree for that.
Oh, so you're going to be a solicitor soon?
Not just solicitor, I'm aiming to be a barrister.
A barrister, oh my God, okay. A very ambitious lady. And Connie?
Hello. I've wanted to join a pageant for a while now, and when I saw an ad for this pop-up, I decided to go to the casting call. And when I met Tito Rox, he gave me information about this pageant, and its goals aligned with mine, and it just seemed like such a supportive group to join, and so far it's been an amazing experience. I feel so encouraged by my Sash sisters, and it's not overly competitive, and we're all just learning and supporting each other.
And are you still a student?
Yes, I am in my first year, but I have deferred, and I am starting again in July.
Oh, okay. Were you born here in Australia?
Yes.
Ah, okay. And you're of Chinese background, right?
Yes.
And Miss Landscape will be held in China. So
yes, in my family's hometown, actually.
Oh, that's in the family's hometown? Oh,
yeah.
My God. So you'll be back in your hometown if you win the crown.
Yes, hopefully.
Okay, next to you is Jolene. Yes.
So I joined Miss Landscape because I found out it was about promoting the environment. And I've always been passionate about raising awareness, especially educating other people as to the problems that are happening in our environment. I think it's so important for our younger years. And I think, that's why I joined.
And Jolene, are you still a student?
Yes, I am. I'm currently a nursing student at Notre Dame, Darlinghurst, and I am doing 2 years of nursing and then another 3 years of medicine after that.
Ah, okay, so you want to become a doctor?
Yes, a pediatric doctor.
Oh my God, all these lovely ladies are high achievers. You know? And last but not the least of our guests here, Chloe?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I've always been so passionate about social issues in our world. So, like, I just had this strong care for it and I wanted to do something. And I think as I grew up, as much as I did, this opportunity to be in Miss Landscapes was a way for me to actually have a voice. And I guess to have a space where I can be a role model for others to just also have that voice and to stand up and... be advocates for our landscape and our world, because it's really rapidly changing. And I think it's awesome that, you know, all these young women are willing to just, you know, be confident and get up there and speak about what they believe in and what change we should make. So, yeah.
So Miss Landscape is basically more about environment more than anything else. Yeah. Protection of, so it's just like Miss Earth. So your protection of, okay. Yeah. And so we'll just be more intellectual in our discussion. So do you believe in climate change, girls?
Yes.
All of you?
Yes, okay. 100%.
So how do you think should climate change be addressed by the global community? From you, start Chloe.
Well, I think it's, first of all, I think we need to just instill this care for it. I think a lot of people don't really realize how dramatic it is right now and how bad it's getting, and we don't really have that much time. You know, in the next 60 years, like half our Earth is going to be so different, and all the species, like I think we've killed over 11 million species already, and it's just insane. So I think instilling that change, instilling that care, voicing it out, and I think just getting more people to realize the little things matter. And I think, you know, people think that one plastic bag won't matter in the world, but it's actually, you know, that little one plastic bag that makes its ways into our oceans, and if everyone's doing that, imagine billions of people. That's billions of pieces of plastic in our oceans and stuff. So I guess it's just the little things that make the bigger difference. And yeah, we need to start instilling that in others and voicing it out. Yeah,
yes,
talking
Jaline.
About it.
Yeah, I think it's so important just to educate other people, because not a lot of people do know what the effects of climate change does to our world. And I think it's also important that the people in the government that are able to implement this change do gain a greater like understanding. I think that's so important, because they're the ones that can implement the change, they're the ones that can make a difference. And I also think it's so important that in schools as well, they should also educate our children so that they can also grow up learning about, just the dangers of this world of climate change. I think it's so important.
And Tony?
I agree with what the first two ladies said. It's really important that people in positions of power start making big changes, and also everyone else can make little changes in their daily life. Every little bit helps, and I think a lot of people are under the impression that what they do, like just one person, just their one, what that one person's actions won't make a difference, but it really does. So,
and Jim?
Yeah, I believe that we should address this starting from our schools, because schools is the very best foundation of learning. So I believe that the young ones should also learn when they're younger about climate change and everything that we should and we should not do. So, you know, it's best that we see them when they're younger. Like, I mean, how they would share everything that they learn when they're younger and they grow up.
But on your part, girl, what do you do? Ching, what do you do? On your part, how do you help address the issue of climate change? Small bits, things that you think help a lot in addressing this issue.
One thing is stop using plastic straws.
So you don't use plastic straws anymore?
No. So I've seen this, also I've seen this photo or video from the Philippines, and they're using this coconut leaf to use as a straw. Actually, it's very helpful, and we should also do it here, I think. If not with coconut, then maybe some other stuff.
And Connie, on your part, what do you do?
Well, there's lots of little things I do. I don't use plastic bags. I avoid getting coffee cups. I always bring my own one if I can.
Okay.
bring your own cutlery or use the bio cutlery made out of wood, not just plastic cutlery. Recycle, reuse. It's just a lot of little things. Like if you're walking and you see a piece of rubbish, pick it up, throw it away. Like it doesn't take much. It's just a lot of little things that will make a difference.
And you, Jolene?
Yeah, so recently I went to Bondi and I joined this program. It's called Beat the Bottle. And essentially what you do is a group of people do come together and they get their own like reusable buckets, and then they go around the whole of Bondi Beach picking up just pieces of rubbish that they find. And just the amount of rubbish I found, like I found over 50 cigarette buds and like beer bottles, and yeah, just making a small difference like that could change everything.
Oh, that's good. In fact, I interviewed the founder of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I went there to Bondi, I met a group of young people doing the same, basically what you've been doing. Yep. And Chloe?
Well, see, for me, there's so many things that you could do, but I guess one of the things is when I see how much, you know, useless plastic and products that people are creating, the big companies that are creating, I always actually just give it back to them. So I've had people give me, you know, I won't ask for plastic bags when I go when I'm, you know, going groceries or anything. And it's awesome because Coles is actually doing that, and they're either using recycled bags or they're not actually giving any plastic bags. So let's stop making that. I've refused to use them. And even at home, I have a compost garden as well. I don't get rid of, you know, waste that can actually be put back into the earth. And yeah, it's just those little things. Yeah.
Those small things, no? Anyway, today is election day, and one of the issues being addressed, or one of the campaign issues, is basically climate change. Do you think the government is doing enough, or if not enough, what should it do more to address the climate change discussion?
Yeah, Jolene, I think they can do better because of the amount of advanced technology that we have these days. And we're still dealing with the problem now. I think that, yeah, the government can do so much better than what they're doing now. I think it's just time for them to realize and implement more changes to our environment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Connie.
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier, they're the ones in positions of power. They've got a lot of sway, and they can do a lot with all the resources they have.
Have you got any other specific things that they should do, they should address?
Ban plastic straws.
Like, okay.
Ban plastic bags nationwide.
And I believe, this is Ching. I believe we should always start at school. So maybe the government will have like this course for young ones, maybe to practice, you know, how to recycle and everything like that. Because it's not just about just saying it. You know, we should do the action, and we should tell the kids to do this and that. And also the adults will have to, you know, show the kids that we have to do this. So there should be a course or a subject at school, I believe.
Okay, moving on. Want to add some more?
It's Chloe. Chloe. I was just going to say, you know, I agree with that. I also think it's up to us as the people. You know, we are so blessed to have the right to vote. So I think if we can vote for, you know, the right individual that is actually going to really care about our climate, then, you know, we need to put pressure on them, on our government. We really do, because they're not going to do anything unless the public is saying to them that we want this. So I think, yeah, it's up to us to put pressure on them as well.
You all belong to the millennial. Are you all millennials?
Yeah.
Yes. Very young. No?
Yeah. Yes.
There's always been a discussion on this thing being a millennial. Said the millennials are basically a privileged lot. That's why they're spoiled. They think they know everything, especially with this modern technology.
Yeah, social media.
Social media. Yeah. And, you know, if you ask them, they'll just Google it. There's no I mean, the research thing as we know then has become extinct in your age. You know, everyone's Google, everyone's in this modern technology.
Yeah, right.
And that's why you get what you want. So how would you describe millennials? And do you think humanity as it is, we're moving forward, or?
Well, this is Chloe, but I think that we shouldn't really view it in a way that we've lost something, but in a way that, you know, we're actually moving forward and we're growing in a different way. Our generation uses technology, but that should be a positive thing, because, you know, we have that chance to just literally look up anything we need to. And I think, yeah, it is up to us to make that change and be like, you know, we have the chance to, you know, understand more and educate ourselves more so easily that we should be able to do that. So it should be looked at more of a positive thing rather than a negative, but...
Other thoughts from the other girls?
This is Ching. I'm for sure there are a lot of negative things as well about technology, but it's up to us as how we use it. So if we use it positively or like, you know, in a better way, technology would be a great help for everyone. Like just, you know, telling everyone your course or like sharing even just a little bit of information, you know, about climate change or something else, then it would be very helpful because it's just one click away.
Oh, this is Connie. I think it's up to the individual how they use technology. And yeah, if you use it positively, you can make lots of great change. You can progress and you can really help change the world.
Yeah, this is Jolene. As a millennial, I do think social media has really changed the way that children are growing up now. But I also think that although it can have negative sides to it, as they're more privileged and they don't really have to like work for things as much, but I think it is kind of positive having such advanced technology and just have social media as a platform to be aware as well, because you know, news does use social media for that, and that does broaden people's awareness in our changes as well. So yeah, it can be positive.
And is this, all of you mentioned, you mentioned a while ago that you still go to university, no?
Yes.
All of you. So I would like to suppose that you still value formal education, no?
Oh, yes.
Because they say that under this age, millennial age, education has no longer become relevant, no?
No,
So, any thoughts on that? So, education is still relevant.
It
is very relevant.
Yeah, this is Jolene. Yeah, education is very relevant, but I don't think it's as much as a priority as it should be now, and I think that's a huge problem with our education. And yeah, I think it's just because of all of the privilege that kids are getting nowadays. They just do online school or something like that. But to me, education is so important. I'd rather grow up interacting with people, interacting with my teachers, and learning from other people in the world. I think that's so important. Yeah.
Other comments?
Well, this is Chloe. I agree as well that, yeah, and everyone knows education is important. It'll give us that, you know, that background to say, you know, we're ready for this job. We're ready for whatever opportunities we have. But also, I think what we're saying about millennials is that they're finding other ways to find careers. So without, like social media, like that's already another way that people are finding careers. So I think that's why some people might say education is not important for them to make a living or for them to be successful. And I think at the end of the day, it is all up to you individually who you are and how driven you are to make a success for yourself. But yeah, you know, some people might choose education and university, but some people might find other forms. So I think that's what we're thinking with millennials. So, yeah.
Okay, moving on. Now let's talk about beauty. Okay. So, well, first and foremost, ladies like you, they join beauty contests because, of course, all of you are beautiful, not just physically, just also, you know, with all within yourself. No? Mm-hmm. What can you say about beauty contests nowadays? I don't know, you're very young, I don't know how much do you know about the beauty contests of the old days. Beauty contests have transformed basically from just physical beauty to the skin, you know.
Yeah, hi, it's Jolene. So I think beauty pageants have evolved a lot because it's not really based on like your looks anymore. It's based on how much of a role model you can be and how much you can impact other people's lives with your status. So if I do win like Miss Landscape, for example, like you can have such an impact on other people, on educating them about the environment especially, or like you can just be such a big role model to them and kids will look up to you, and just implementing something positive in the world and just being a role model, and yeah, it's just everything.
Yeah, and beauty contest now, it's also getting all the, you know, races all together and just be friends with camaraderie, you know, just being friends and knowing each other, and yeah, just showing like all the girls like it's beauty is not about skin. It's all about everything in between.
Yeah, I agree with what the first two ladies said. This is Connie. Yeah, beauty pageants now, it's about beauty inside and out. And we know that beauty comes in all shapes and forms. And inside, these ladies are the most beautiful people I have met, really. This is my first beauty pageant, and I am so glad that this is my first because I've had such a supportive group. And they've all helped me be more confident, even if I'm just happy to be part of the experience and to have gotten so far. And beauty pageants, I think, are a really good platform for people to speak out about bigger issues.
Yes, Chloe.
Well, it's changed a lot. I think the way we look at even physical beauty has changed a lot. We're definitely being more inclusive of all body types and all, you know, backgrounds and people of color. And I think, well, for me, like, I thought about this and I was like, you know, I'm not 6 foot tall or anything like that. I never really thought I would be one of the, a girl who could be part of a pageant, I guess. But, you know, I've been so inspired when I've seen Miss Universe and I saw, you know, Miss Vietnam and Miss Philippines. And, you know, they're so different. Miss Vietnam, she couldn't even speak English at the Miss Universe pageant.
And that's an issue.
Yeah,
right?
And it's hard, but, you know, it's amazing. She made top five and it was just like, for me, that she's such an inspiration because, like, if she can do that and she wasn't speaking the language that most people were speaking there and she was so brave. I think that's just something that, you know, even though we're all different, we should just use that and be proud of our unique characteristics. And I think that's the beauty of beauty pageants is that it's not just, you know, this one look of beauty. It's that we're all different and our own beauty is, you know, that's all we need. That's what makes us unique and that's your own special thing and we shouldn't compare and things like that. So
yeah, we're all different and we're all beautiful.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what are the requirements in this competition? How would they judge you in this competition?
So they do look at, as Jolene, they do look at your advocacy, so how passionate you are about the environment. That is one of the things that we have to do. So we talk about what are the impacts of the environment and what we can do and what we can implement on other people and what we can educate other people on the environment and it's and like how we can save it, essentially. Yeah.
Other else? So it's basically...
That about sums it up.
Yeah. So it's about advocacy and passion.
Yeah.
And no talent?
Oh, it's also talent too. We're actually having a talent portion on the day. So some of us will be singing and dancing, showing our creative abilities.
There will also be other costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Costumes.
Yeah.
The costumes, the goddesses, the
swimwear.
Yes, and the gown.
Yeah. Okay. And so there's a talent portion.
Yes. Yes.
So can you let us know what are you going to do during the night?
Well, for me, I'm going to sing. I've sang my whole life. I'm going to be singing a special song for the environment.
Okay, sample. So. Oh. Sample, Chloe. Yeah. The one that you're going to sing during the night.
Okay. Chloe.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name.
Ooh!
That's a big surprise! Oh, God! And you're just sitting. What more if you stand up? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love to sing.
Yeah.
Singing,
oh,
yeah.
Now you've made the other girls nervous.
Oh, yes. Amazing.
What's your talent?
I'm going to sing.
As well?
Okay.
challenge that. Okay. Okay, Jolene, yeah.
Okay.
Give us your best shot.
All alone, it was a fever. A cold sweat, hard-headed believer. I threw my hands in the air, saying, show me something. She says, if you dare, come a little closer.
Not to be a knockdown, that's Jolene. And Connie, are you going to sing as well?
Yes. But now I want to say I'm doing something different. I want to say I'm doing a magic trick, so I don't have to sing because I don't have to show it. But no, I am singing.
Okay. Yeah. Don't be pressured.
No, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. No, forget the last 2 minutes.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come
come true.
Wow. You're already a winner with matching emotions. With matching emotions. Oh my goodness. And think, now the pressure is just too much.
I just danced.
Yeah. Do you guys want me to dance instead?
Yeah. The radio.
So yeah, I'm gonna sing too, but I'll be doing it with a ukulele.
Oh, with a ukulele. Yeah. Oh, sample.
I don't have that.
Okay, you don't have the ukulele.
Yeah, I don't have the ukulele. No.
I think we already have the winner from this group. So sorry to the six remaining candidates. with their talents, with their beauty, with their wit and intelligence, I think the winner will come from this group, from this lot.
Aww.
Okay, before we end, I just want another test of intelligence, not really intelligence, of wit. I'll just mention a word and just make a sentence out of it, okay? So, different words. Okay.
Oh God.
So, beauty is Ching.
Beauty is limitless.
Connie, advocacy is?
Advocacy is standing up for what you believe in and committing to letting everyone know about it.
Okay. Jolene, passion is?
Passion is making a stance for what you believe in and just invoicing your voice and, yeah.
Okay. And last, talent is?
Talent is using what you've got to show people what you know what you can do and show them that you know you can use this to be whatever you want to be and show them who you are as an individual.
Okay, with that, Chloe Nguyen, Connie Law, Jolene Santos, and Ching Bazar, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Wish you the best of luck, and well, the winner may come from this group with your talents and with AK, and have a good day. Thank you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.